Oh, there's that theme, which means it's time once again for another visit from McTavish, McRumble,
right,
and there he is.
That's right. I was a wee bit under the weather there for a wee bit of time. That's why I wasn't at a room.
Yes, I understand.
I caught a draft under my kilt.
Well, is that what you caught?
That's right.
I know there's a lot of wildlife running around, and you never know where it's going to go. Well, now, in Scotland, you prepare for
that's
colder weather.
That's right.
In the Highlands, first thing you do is you have to check the bagpipes and check the antifreeze.
Because you cannot have a frozen bag, you know.
That's
really the worst thing to happen to you, to get up in the morning and to find that your bag's frozen, right?
Along with the pipes, and that means you have to take a torch and
You put your lips on the first pipe there, right, Peter, and it sticks.
Oh, that's
just like
kissing
a cannon.
Well, you know, you were away last week
when
we mentioned that you were part of an award that Vickers and Benson received, as we mentioned, for a television commercial.
That's right.
And Geets has the certificate. Get them, we'll pass it along to you. But another part of that presentation was something that I forgot all about, and I have it right here.
Oh, that's right.
It's been here for a week. I forgot all about it, but they sent up some skinless Scotch canned haggis.
That's and gross.
You could, that's what I thought, too. But there it is. It has a pink and yellow and black flag. You take that home
you
and...
You find that near McDonald's, do you?
No, I don't think so, unless it's to hold the door open. But I don't know how you prepared, and there are no instructions. But
there's the directions here. To retain the full flavor, pierce can, place in boiling water, and boil for 20 minutes or 20 years.
Yes, whichever comes first.
Here's the quick method now.
Right. What's the quick method?
Empty contents into saucepan and simmer to required heat.
Yes.
Then drink one bromo.
Right. And beat with stick, if still alive. Well, there it is. I want you to take that home and sample some of that McTavish and then come back and report on the taste of canned haggis.
That's Grant's skinless Scotch haggis.
Oh, yes.
That really says it, doesn't it?
It really does. I wonder if you can make a haggis burger out of that.
That's the only kind of food that you do not can get botulism from.
Is that right?
That's right.
Because it already is botulized or something. But I want you to sample that. And,
that's right.
That's something handy to have on these cold mornings when you want to begin the day. Well, if you have a longer kilt on, of course, the cold weather kilt.
Come 1827, it says right here.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Well, it's preserved. When you open that, the age of... the history of Scotland will come to your nostrils all at once.
That's right. You know, Scotland is now owned by a bunch of Arabs.
I didn't
they
know that.
The whole thing, they're going to turn it into desert.
I see.
That's
well,
right.
Will that change some of the traditions of Scotland? Will there be different names? Can we look forward to new Scottish tartans?
That's right. You know, there'll be a new instead of Glasgow.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It'll be Arabic coal.
What?
Arabic coal.
Right. Well, McTavish, you look dressed for colder weather.
That's right.
The longer kilt.
That's right.
And it's fur-lined inside there.
That's fur-lined so that when I sit down on my board there, right away I do not worry about sitting on a cannon and sticking.
Right, of course. Now, that looks kind of formal, too, with the full-length. Kilt. You're not
just
under
a minute. That's my wife. I got the wrong one on.